Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次收听由开言英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Adam is this, guys, hello!
你说什么了
hey, guys, this is Adam.
Is your brain working?
It's working backwards.
哦、oh, ，有可能啊 ,working backwards, 脑子反掉了。那对，其实我想想反了啊，这个概念比如衣服反掉啦，鞋子穿反啦，然后上下颠倒啊，这个用英语好像真的还蛮难表达的。
That's right, because we have so many different ways that you can really express this.
对，而且这个前后的反、上下的反、里外的反还是不一样的、对吧、
right.
好，那今天我们就来教教大家怎么用英语说不同的这个反啊。那我们开言英语除了有这样非常轻松的双语脱口秀呢，我们还为大家准备了一个完整的全英语的会员课程库。如果你想把自己的英语提高进步得更快，大家可以看一下我们的会员课程，因为有六个不同的级别，然后每一个级别都有非常实用丰富的这个英语课程内容，都有北美主播外教为你精心的讲解。大家可以到我们的微信公众号先来免费试用，之后呢在公众号升级也有最优惠的价格，学习一年只要618。 Okay, so let's get into today's show. 这个反 I think one of the first words we learn, or the only word we learn about this, is the word opposite.
Opposite. It's a great word. Another word is antonym, butOpposite gets used a lot more.
对，因为 opposite 它的意思更加的广嘛，对吗？比如说
The opposite of black is
white.
Yay, you know your opposites.
The opposite of good is
bad.
对，然后还有一个，不是说 opposites attract.
Ooh, yeah.
对，就是中文我们说异性相吸，但这个 opposites 不只是 gender, 可能是你的 personality 什么。
Right, like if one person is really messy, you might be attracted to someone who's really neat and tidy.
对对对。好，但 Adam 刚刚也说到另外一个词叫 antonym,对吧？它什么意思呢？
It's only for words.
对，它的意思是反义词。那个词 opposite, 它的意思更用法更广，但是
right.
antonym, is only used when we're talking about words.
You got it.
所以 antonym, 前两天我们开言 light 那个会员课程，你不是给我们介绍了一个很好的 learning resource?
Thesauruses.
Thesauruses, 这种就是近义词反义词的词典。
Right.
对吧？然后里面你就可以查很多的 antonym. 比如 the antonym of happy is?
Sad.
One of the antonyms.
Yeah, that's the thing, is because usually there isn't just one.
那么近义词怎么说呢？
Synonym.
Synonym, 就有点像 similar, 是
吧? It's like sin, like cinnamon.
Antonym and synonym.
Right.
好，那讲完了这个，我们现在来说说日常生活中常出现的反。比如，我的小儿子他才四岁嘛， I have a four-year-old. 所以他现在自己穿衣服的时候，还是经常会把衣服穿反。
Oh, whoops. So does that mean that he puts it on backwards or inside out?
Both.
Or both.
好，你看，所以刚刚这两个词同样是衣服穿反了，但意思是不一样的。
Right. So I always put, I guess I kind of do both too. I usually put my shirts on inside out.
你现在这个是 inside out 还是 it's
designed? No, it's the style. Yeah, a lot of the style. Because it's kind of cool, right? Ooh, I'm so cool and edgy. My shirt is on inside out. The point is, if your shirt, a lot of shirts have words on the front or a picture or something. If those words are on your back, then the shirt is on backwards.
对，所以inside out, 大家看这个词啊，就知道这个衣服，比如应该穿在里面的那一面，你把它穿到外面来了、
right.
对吧，就是 inside out 这样的反。那么 backwards 呢，就是背后的，你把它穿到胸前了、
right.
这个就是 backwards 啊。那有的时候应该也会有这种 double whammy 是吧？
Double whammy、yeah.
你的衣服又 inside out 又 backwards。
Well, your kid, right, is a good example.
My little Aiden。 那既然讲到 backwards, 另外还有一个词 backward、和这有什么区别吗？
This one I'd probably use more to describe a place.
比较落后的一个地方。
Right. Or, I mean, or a person too.
所以其实最重要的是 backwards, wear your shirt backwards. 这个是一个副词、
right.
adverb. 那么 backward, 比如 a very backward place 是一个形容词。
You got it.
好。What about shoes?
shoes on backwards?
没有，就是像我儿子现在就是自己穿鞋子，有的时候也是会左脚右脚穿反
啊。Oh, well, then in that case, you could say you put them on the wrong feet.
就穿错了对吧左右脚
Right, well you could say put them on backwards But it wouldn't mean like the front side goes to the back It means that the left one is on the right foot
That's right, so you're wearing them on the wrong foot
That's
right?
a better way to say it just because it's a bit clearer
是的是的还有像戴帽子That's a, more like a style choice.
Yeah, put your hat on backwards.
Put your hat on backwards, 是吧？好，那现在我们再看看另外的一种反，就是那种上下颠倒。我又要用我的儿子做例子，Aiden as an example. 有的时候我看到他在拿一本书，然后他说我在看书，I'm reading. 然后我一看这书拿的是反的。
Okay, so he has it upside down.
对对对，就上下颠倒那样的反。So upside down,
right?
Holding the book upside down.
Well, you could. A lot of times, we will see English translations in China where it might be upside down, like on a sign.
And I'm sure. 你在哪里看到过？
Oh, lots of places. Yeah, lots of places. Yeah.
好像在西班牙语里面 in Spanish, the punctuation marks.
The exclamation mark. Yeah.
对，它是 upside down.
Upside down.
好有意思哦。还有一个，我觉得生活中常出现的反。就是倒车对吧、你要把那个车 literally 反着开
Okay, yeah, so this is good because there are really two words or two phrases that we use here、If you look inside a car, you are going to see the letter R
就是那个 gear
On the gear,
the stick.
Right? On the stick, yeah, it will say R And that stands for reverse
Reverse parking
Reverse parking
倒车
Right, but that sounds like really formal. Like most people would just say back the car up or back up the car.
就用 back up.
Back up.
Back up the car. 或者 back the car up 都行
Right, and usually you back the car into some other place or back it up into.
对比如你要停到那个停车位就是 back it into the parking spot
You got it
好那其实讲到 reverse 我觉得另外还有一个常用的就是 like reverse order
Oh yeah, yeah Like that's what I did at the beginning, right?
那顺序、Reverse order 比如说倒数
Right
当然倒数不是 count in reverse 就是 countdown
Countdown, right、And it's hard, right? When you have something drilled into your head Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10It's really hard to go backwards.
对对。
Or the alphabet is the other thing that we always try to get people to say the alphabet. Can you do the alphabet backwards?
CYX. That's the extent.
That's good. That's pretty good. That's a big chunk of it.
那不是 reverse the order, 呢是正常的顺序。In normal order.
In normal order, yeah. Just in regular order.
In regular order.
Or just in order, right?
Okay. 好那今天最后想跟大家讲的一个这个反呢就是烧菜的时候。
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, for example, I was making eggs for breakfast today. You know, you put the eggs in, okay, wait a second, and then flip the eggs over.
So you flip.
You could use turn as well, but flip and turn in a lot of contexts mean the same thing.
比如刚刚你说煎荷包蛋,就是只是单面煎的那个叫什么?
That's sunny side up.
Sunny side up, 然后 when you flip it and fry both sides?
Over easy.
Over easy, 对,因为 you kind of flip it over.
Right.
Over easy, 是吧?其实纸,比如说 a sheet of paper?
Yeah, a sheet you would probably, well, you could flip it over, you could turn it over.
Turn it over.
It's the same as a book, right? If all those pieces of paper are in a book, you can turn the page, you can flip the page.
好,那今天我们教了大家很多不同场景下说反过来这个英语怎么讲。我突然想到很多朋友听我们的节目,他可能会有些 fast forward 快进、但也有一些他会又回去重新听、
Okay, so rewind
Rewind 这个就让我想到以前看那个录像带
The VHS tapes、yeah.
对吧好的那不知道大家今天是否喜欢我们的节目 Well, we hope you find it really useful 然后 if you have any suggestions for us or if you have any questions and comments feel free to let us know 到我们今天的这个微信推送底下给我们留言就可以了 All right, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Time next. You see, guys. Bye.